Two and a photo by the looks of it there at Ascot Park. We'll confirm those numbers in a moment. Now, race two at Addington. The winner, Six Sugarloaf, paid $291.40. Two Bosmaro, $15.64. Lava paid $8.30. But it's too surely in a photo, Ascot Park Greyhounds. Jason Adams joining me now from Sandown Grounds. They've got some huge racing coming up over the next week or two. How are you, Jason?
Yeah, good morning, Cozzy. I'm well and really up and about. It's the big time in racing down here in Victoria, of course, with the Top Gun run at the Meadows on Saturday night. And now the Melbourne Cup Carnival really starts to heat up at Sandown starting this Thursday.
Now, this Thursday, you got the shootout. Now, explain to everyone how this works. A four-dog race.
Yeah, so it seems a bit of a small field on paper, but what it is the fourth fastest greyhounds nominated go into this field. And it really is has been counted over the years as Australia's speed championship, I guess you could say. And we've got some of the fastest in the country lining up, headlined by Hooked on Scotch. Now, he has proven that he's one of the fastest going around. Of course, he won the Speed Star at Sandown Park and then went over to Angle Park and won the State of Origin Series. So it's clear how fast he is. I guess his main danger is going to be the New South Wales sprinter in Good Odds Arada, who did take out their million-dollar chase just a few weeks ago. And look, he is coming down for his first look at Sandown Park, but we know he's full of class, full of speed, and he's going to handle it quite well. Whiskey Wright's also in the field, and Mapunga Maggie also. So an exceptional lineup in the shootout. It's just one part of what's a big night on Thursday night.
All right, they come out of what, 1, 3, 5, and 7, the boxes?
Yeah, 1, 3, 5, and 7. So Whiskey Wright out of 1, Hooked on Scotch out of 3, Good Odds Arada, of course, the Gun New South Wales sprinter out of box 5, and Mapunga Maggie box 7.
All right, now you've also got the final prelude series of the Melbourne Cup. Now this is their last chance to qualify for the heats next Friday.
Absolutely it is. And look, these preludes are set up to sort of prove yourself ahead of the Melbourne Cup heats next Friday night. And look, there's a list of exemption races that greyhounds can win to automatically exempt themselves into heats. And if you're wondering why we haven't seen Feral Frankie in a prelude or even in the shootout, that's because he did win the Vic Peters and Wentworth Park earlier in the year. So that is an exemption race. He goes straight into the heats next Friday night. But as you said, Cozzy, this is the last chance for all the rest to really prove themselves, and it's a really strong lineup. We'll just go through some of the bigger names lined up. We see Flynn now for his new trainer, Jason Thompson, lining up in the first prelude of the night. We then move on to Simon Salt Hallett, of course, a great chase winner down here of a few weeks ago. Prelude 14, Shimmer Shine, and also CJ's Boy, of course, a really sharp sprinter from New South Wales, now in the kennel of Jason Thompson. Down the list to Kurt Lee, lines up in Prelude 15. He's an explosive sprinter. Then Who Told Stevie, Black Opium, Prelude 16. We move down to the last prelude of the night, and this is where things really heat up. It's probably the strongest prelude. We see it in race number 11, and it's headlined by Pindari Express. We know he's a freak sprinter from New South Wales. He's done some amazing things, especially over the one-turn track, and it's really good to see him line up for his second start at Sandown Park. But tough opposition he lines up against. Steal the Deal from box number 1, and also Good Odds Buddy from box 4, of course. He's a little brother to Good Odds Arada, and also Feral Frankie. He's also coming down for his first start at Sandown Park. So pretty good lineup, Cozzy. Looking forward to it this Thursday night.
Now, the Melbourne Cup night, the TAB Melbourne Cup, there's, I think, more than $1 million in prize money up for grabs across 12 races.
There is. It's a massive card. There's a lot of feature race finals, of course, headlined by the Melbourne Cup itself, which is $430,000 to the winner. And, yeah, made up of all those finals, over $1 million on offer for the night. So it's really, a sign of where the sport's at. And, of course, we did see the $1 million chase with a $1 million on offer to one winner just a few weeks ago at Wentworth Park. But certainly another highlight of the calendar throughout the year on Melbourne Cup night.
And that dash to the first turn there at Sandown, it's all important, isn't it?
All important, especially in these big feature races where the pressure's really on. We saw it in the Top Gun on Saturday night where we got 4 or 5 meeting at the first turn. It just happens when these grounds are that good, meeting at the first turn. So it's absolutely vital to get out well, and class certainly stands tall.
All right. You got an early tip for the Melbourne Cup?
I really like Shimmer Shine. He's already won a prelude a couple of weeks ago in outstanding fashion. You speak about that early speed that's needed, Cozzy. He has that. He went 4.96 to the first mark in that prelude that he did win. That is flying. And he goes around again this Thursday night. I mean, what would be the cherry on top in terms of his tough preparation? So if I'm going to pick one out right now, it'll be Shimmer Shine.
All right. Good on you, Jason. We'll talk to you as the Cup gets closer.
Cheers, Cozzy. Thanks for having me. And just before I go as well, just everyone across New South Wales, of course, stay safe. It's horrible to hear the news that's happening up there. But look, stay safe and, look after yourself.
Terrific. Good on you, mate. Jason Adams and Sandown Greyhounds. It is 11 o'clock. Let's update the latest news and sport now. Madison Clare Sloan.